Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
At some point, one running back had to step up and say, listen, I can't play both your best running back and your best wide receiver. Exactly. And you pay me as one of the regular running backs in this league. Le'Veon Bell is making that stand right now. Yep. And what we're going to do is we're going to look back on this and we're going to appreciate him and we're going to thank him. He might be getting torn down by Steelers fans. He might be getting torn down by NFL fans saying, oh, here we go, another selfish athlete. Yep. But 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when these young fellas come out and they're in their first deal, maybe a Todd Gurley, yep, and they say, all right, you're coming in to negotiate with me as a dual threat, mm-hmm, not a special teamer and office player, but a wide receiver and running back, and that changes the money.
That's former NFL wide receiver Nate Burleson on NFL's Good Morning Football today, as his co-host put it at the end of that soundbite, making Le'Veon Bell out to be a martyr. And we have Ramon Foster. He's the first Steeler to come out and publicly comment on the Bell situation. We have those quotes for you today. But let's start with what Burleson said there, Ron. Give me some thoughts on what you just heard, saying that Bell is being, quote, torn down by Steelers fans. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I think most people are against him, don't have any understanding of how, can't comprehend, and I get it, believe me, how anybody can turn down the money he has a chance to make here. Why wouldn't he want to stay with a winning team? I think absolutely, if you did a poll, I think the majority of fans would be against him.
Do you agree that it's because fans think he's a, quote, selfish athlete?
Like I think Burleson that's part said of it. Absolutely. You know, he's seemingly putting his own interests ahead of the team, but I have no problem with that. These guys play a brutal sport. They don't last long. The team washes their hands of them when they no longer can play, mm-hmm, even if they have a contract. I mean, you have to look out for yourself. He will fulfill his contract here, and he owes nothing, absolutely nothing, to the Steelers. And if they want to release a player with 2 years left on his deal, they don't owe anything to that player either. It's the way the system works. So I have no problem with a player trying to do the best he can. If he had a contract and was holding out, it would be a different story, but that isn't the case. He's playing the system the way he's allowed to play it.
So you say we could put a poll up. We could also ask our listeners if they agree with that, if they feel like Bell is getting torn down, if they think that he is acting selfishly, at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Burleson believes it's the exact opposite, that Bell is actually acting altruistically. Like, this is self-sacrifice. I'm gambling on myself for the good of everyone. In fact, he goes as far as to say that Bell, 5 to 10 years from now, will be looked at as a historic player, a running back that signed a groundbreaking deal that, you know, caused a shift or a change in the paradigm. He said in that clip that he thinks Bell is going to pave the way for running backs like David Johnson, Todd Gurley, Alvin Kamara, and open the door for them to sign big contracts. So his point is, instead of criticizing Bell, praise him for what he's doing. The money is less important to him and more important for the position. So he's doing this for other guys.
I don't think most fans care about what he does for running backs around the league. They just care about, can he help the Steelers? Is he going to be here for the long haul? Obviously, he's not. So they don't care what he does.
But do you even agree with that?
10 years down the road. I don't know what his motivation is. My belief is that he's trying to get every penny he can. And again, I have no problem with that. Does he want to set the market for running backs? Maybe that's a side benefit of it, but I can't believe that's his number one motivation here. He's not going to lose millions in an attempt to help other running backs down the road. He's doing this because he wants the most he can get and believes he'll stay healthy and productive.
Yeah, this reminds me of when we talk about, like, is there going to be a player strike, or are they going to, you know, what is the union going to do when they're unhappy with the state of the league? Are they willing to sacrifice now for the people that come down the road?
Right.
And I don't imagine, I can't picture Le'Veon Bell sitting down with his agent and saying, you know what, man, I've got to take a stand here and do this because it's time that the running backs start getting what they deserve.
I don't think that's his motivation.
I can't picture him doing that.
His argument is it's time that Le'Veon Bell
gets what he deserves. Yeah, that, I agree with that. So the point there that Bell is doing this because he's concerned about the way running backs get paid and he wants to be looked at as a trailblazer or something that I just don't agree with. So you got Burleson here ripping fans for tearing down Bell and calling him a selfish athlete. This is not the first time that fans have been called out for knocking Bell. In fact, didn't Bell do that in one of his raps?
Oh, he also did it in one of his tweets. Why am I the target? You know, why am I a villain here? People were against me, want to get rid of me. Yeah, he did it. And then the next time he came out, I love it here, always want to be here, hopefully it'll work out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's gone back and forth.
Here's a clip from his – have you listened to any of his rap music? You think he's any good at it?
I've not heard it. I've read the lyrics of the one villain. I believe the song is Target.
Yeah, here's a clip from that quickly.
Wonder why they treat me like the bad guy. You say I ain't the best, but that's a bad lie. I'ma do what I want, just leave me alone. If I don't do what you want, then you want me gone. I'ma say you being real aggressive. The way you switch up on me, real impressive. I got a lot up on my plate. You can see I'm doing shows, so you think I'm out of shape. And the fact that I want paid, all these people want to trade. I'm the one they want to hate, so to me, I'm a target.
You like it?
Not my cup of tea, but I mean, he obviously thinks he has a future there.
You flip up on me. Yeah, you treat me like the bad guy. All I want is what I deserve, or to quote Martavis Bryant, all I want is mines in this. And how can you criticize me for something that you would probably do in your own personal life, which is try to go for every last nickel and every last dime? I think if I could speak for the fans here, this is my guess as to what they would say. That Bell right now is passing up on a chance to compete for Super Bowls while getting paid a lot of money. If he were to have signed this deal, if somehow he saw the light and he took the $70 million deal, he would have a chance to go down as the best running back in franchise history. He'd have a shot.
I'm not disagreeing. Franco was pretty good.
Yeah, he set the bar pretty high. But look at what Bell's done here. To this point in his career, this is an amazing statistic. You know, he averages more yards from scrimmage per game than any player in NFL history.
Well, I think that's one of the negotiating points that his agent brought up. Sure, I've heard that. He has.
I mean, that's why more than Jim Brown, Ron.
He's more than just a running back. That's why he's taking the stance that he's taking.
So you look at the money that he could make per year. As long as he's productive, he was going to get $15, $16 million a year, and that's the way it should work. If we perform well at our jobs, we stay employed, and I think that's the way fans want to look at this. I don't think fans generally like guaranteed contracts. I think fans feel like you should have to earn your keep every year, and if you underperform, the team should be allowed to get rid of you, and if you perform well, then you should get your money for the next season. So I think that the guaranteed money argument is something that fans don't really have a lot of tolerance for or a lot of sympathy for. So you've got a guy like Nate Burleson who has a pretty important position. He's on CBS every Sunday, pregame and postgame. He's got this NFL Network gig where he talks Sunday morning for 3 hours a day about the NFL. And he says that Le'Veon Bell is doing this for his brethren, that his decision here is actually unselfish, that he's doing it for running backs, which have long been used and discarded, abused and thrown away, recycled. So he thinks that Bell is doing something that will benefit his peers, and that's the real reason why he turned down the Steelers' money, because he wants to help out other running backs. Do you believe that? 412-928-9370. Burleson also criticized Steelers fans, saying, you guys tear him down, that you label him a selfish athlete. Is Bell a selfish athlete? Is that how you feel? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. The Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. So one of the questions that have been asked since Bell turned down this deal is, how do his teammates feel about it? What are guys in that Steelers locker room saying? Well, we've got quotes from one of the Steelers' elder statesmen, one of their team leaders, on Bell turning down the contract, and we'll give you his thoughts in 10 minutes. If you want to join the conversation, you can. 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.